Well, good evening and welcome to each and every one of you to our Carols by Candlelight service tonight. It's so lovely after 2-3 years where it's been a little bit, not quite sure how many are going to turn up at Christmas, to have a packed church. And for those of you who haven't been here for 3 years because of COVID, a particular welcome back to each of you. My name's Dave Bruce. I'm the rector here. And I'm going to be speaking a little bit later on, but generally letting the service flow. And I just want to encourage you. I suspect that today might have been quite a frantic day for many people. I was certainly out buying a few last-minute presents this morning. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one. But I want to encourage you as we come here tonight, just to come and relax. Let the stresses of Christmas preparations just be washed away, and let us focus again on this amazing Christmas story as we come to celebrate again the real meaning of Christmas. Just a few notices before we start. There are one or two little ones here. And if the little ones need to get a little space, then we have our creche room open, which is the room straight out the door where there are a few toys and the screen is relaying the service into that room. If you need to go, if they're getting a bit restless, feel free to just move into there. The service is going to flow, as I say, without any introductions generally, so please just stand for the carols and sit for everything else. And do enjoy the candles. I think they're far enough away not to be a fire hazard. But just in case, the fire exits are there and there. And walk slowly. So we're going to start by singing that favourite carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. Let's stand and sing. Let us pray. Father God, when your precious son became a tiny baby in a stable in Bethlehem, In poverty and simplicity, you changed our world. As we gather here tonight to remember that story and to sing of those events again, may our hearts be open to you now. And may we know Jesus, the light of the world, in our midst. Amen.
A king is foretold. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
As we sing Once in Royal David City, let's just have the ladies and the girls and the women just singing the first verse on their own.
Mother. This is the birth of Jesus from Matthew 1:18-25. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
"Joseph, son of David,"
said the angel,
"do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet.
"Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us."
When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
So we're going to sing a carol now called Into the Darkness of This World. And in this carol, we're just calling out to Jesus, who grows up to bring light and hope and healing to this world.
Coming your way.
the shepherds and the angels. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger.
Have you ever wondered what it was like for the animals in the stable 2,000 or so years ago? Well, you're about to find out. This is a poem I wrote describing the scene through the eyes of a donkey called Dylan. And it was written for those who are young or young at heart. Any contributions to our budget for our props, never turned down. "My name is Dylan, the donkey. They say I'm not very able, but I was there that night in that special stable. Dylan was there, and I saw what I saw. Eeyore! It started, can you believe it, like any other night. The stars came out, but one was so, so bright. Then all of a sudden, the door was flung open. We knew they were special, though no one had spoken. A man and a woman, they looked so tired. But we were excited, oh yes, we were wired. Dylan was there, and I saw what I saw. Eeyore! Then soon we heard the sound of a baby, and we thought, could he be, maybe, the one we'd been told long ago would come, and who'd be better than straw or hay in my tum. We looked at each other, the cow and the pig, and we knew this was big, this was big, this was big. A special baby, a real life changer, lying there in our barn, in our manger. Dylan was there, and I saw what I saw. Eeyore! There the baby lay, lying quiet, not a peep, when suddenly the place was filled with sheep. What a commotion, what a sight, baaing sheep gave us all a fright. And if that's not enough, our ears all ringing, we hear outside the sound of singing. Things in the sky, all halos and wings, singing and chanting exciting things, like glory to God, the Messiah is born, a time of great joy, so don't look forlorn. Dylan was there, and I saw what I saw. Eeyore! Something fantastic happened that night. And even though we all had a fright, people will know that this babe, Jesus, God did everything in it just to please you. And even though I'm not very clever, I can see now life goes on forever and ever. Dylan was there, and I saw what I saw. Eeyore! Eeyore!
Wise men follow the star. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learnt from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them,
Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Three wealthy sons each gave their elderly mother a Christmas present. The first son gave her a new house. The second gave her a new car. But the third said to his brothers, "You know, Mum can't see very well these days, so I've spent £20,000 on the most gifted parrot that money can buy. And I've had him trained to recite all her favourite poetry. He is amazing." Well, after Christmas, the old lady wrote thank you letters. To the first son, she wrote, "Thank you so much for the house. Sadly, it's rather too large. I prefer my small flat." To the second, she wrote, "Thank you so much for the car, but sadly, my failing eyesight means I can no longer drive." But to the third, she wrote as follows. "Dear Donald, thank you that at least you have the good sense to know exactly what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious. Well, on the surface, this is nothing more than an amusing story. But I wonder whether actually it illustrates so well how we can so often view Christmas and the birth of Jesus. For just like the old lady, I wonder whether we too are in danger amidst all the tinsel, the presents, the festivities, and the pressures of this season, of not seeing Christmas too clearly either. I wonder whether we're in danger of missing out on the amazing gift that is offered to each of us. You see, as we heard in the reading from Luke, the angel said something really significant to the frightened shepherds out on that Bethlehem hillside on that first Christmas night. They declared, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." It was a good news message, they said, for all people. That means everyone, young or old, rich or poor, those with faith and those without faith, you and me. Good news for all people. Isn't that what we're desperate to hear as we come to the end of another really challenging year? A year where we've seen political instability with three different prime ministers and four, or is it five, different chancellors? I've lost count. A year where we've seen desperate images of war in our own continent, in Ukraine. A year where we've lost the stability of our longest reigning monarch ever. A year where the energy crisis and rising inflation has pushed people to financial pressures and striking workforces not seen for decades. A year where we've seen increasingly scary projections about the climate being past the point of no return. A year where many of us will have suffered bereavements, family struggles, stress, depression, health worries, and job insecurity. The list could go on. You know, these are tough times. They're uncertain times. They're anxious times. And all this while we continue to recover from the scars of the pandemic. How we need to hear more than ever before those words of the angel, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people." So what is this good news that is still good news for us today here in Malvern in 2022? Well, it's the news that God hasn't abandoned this broken world. He hasn't abandoned us. But that 2,000 years ago, he came in the person of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, to show us his love, to give us his peace, to bring us his hope, and to restore this broken world. The Christmas story, more than anything, tells us that God is not a distant God who is far off. He's not a detached God who keeps his distance from us, but he's a personal God who loves us and who longs to be with us so much that he's not afraid to enter our brokenness and our mess. He's a God who comes down and draws near in our struggles and brings light in our darkness. That's why the angel said to those anxious shepherds, "Don't be afraid." And that's what God wants to say to us this Christmas Eve. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. For I have come near. I am with you. You know, over this last fortnight, I've sat with many different people who are facing really, really tough times. Through bereavement, through health concerns, through family struggles, through depression. And what struck me is that many of them spoke so powerfully and so honestly of the peace and strength and hope that they found in God at this time, despite their circumstances. You know, for all of us, but for those who particularly find themselves in a dark and difficult place this Christmas, the sure and certain hope of the Christmas story is that you're not alone, that God has not abandoned you, that you don't have to struggle on by yourself, but that Emmanuel, God with us, wants to bring you light in your darkness. The God who created you, the God of the whole cosmos, knows what it's like to grieve, knows what it's like to be afraid, knows what it's like to be lonely, to be rejected. Because 2,000 years ago, he came in skin and bone to be one of us. He's alongside you this Christmas, and he holds out his hand to you to offer you his comfort and his peace. But there's more too, because Jesus didn't just come simply to be with us. He didn't simply come to offer us peace. He came, the Bible says, to fix our biggest problem. He came to meet our biggest needs, to be forgiven, to be reconnected with our God. A guy once said that if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But since our greatest need was for forgiveness, God sent us a saviour. You know, that's our biggest need, a saviour. A saviour because we've all in our own ways messed up and fallen short of God's perfect standards. And because of that mess and because of our mistakes, many of us live deep down with guilt and shame and pain and hurts from the past. And not only that, but our mess, our mistakes, our rebellion against a perfect God separates us from him. It means we can't on our own become friends with God again, however hard we try, however good a life we live. But the good news of Christmas is that Jesus came to save us from our mess, to save us from our darkness, to save us from our separation from God, and to bring us forgiveness. For as the story continues, that baby grew up to die on a cross. And on that cross, Jesus took the mess, took the darkness, took the evil and sin and pain of this world on himself, so that we could be free, so that we could be forgiven, so that we no longer have to live in shame and guilt and separation from our God, now and in eternity. You know, that's the amazing gift offered to each of us this Christmas. And I want to finish with the words of one of our own congregation members who's coming to the 7 o'clock carol service tonight, and who's particularly wrote these words to me yesterday and would have liked to share them with you in person, but I'm going to read them instead. You know, this year he received this gift for the first time, and he writes this. He said, "I had no intention of becoming a Christian this year. I was quite happy to carry on coming to this warm, welcoming church with great childcare." I didn't pay him for that. "When it fitted in with my schedule. But then everything changed. Around spring, in a few weeks, a series of experiences at church and in prayer spoke deep within me. I felt the deep peace of God's love. And this experience led to my decision, an urgent decision, to become a Christian and to be baptized. And on one unforgettable summer's evening with three others, I was baptized here in a giant paddling pool. The peace I felt that night at accepting God's love and forgiveness washing over me has had a profound effect on me. An effect that is still growing. Now my troubles haven't gone away. If anything, my worries are bigger than they were last Christmas. Yet I feel at peace with the challenges I face and much more able to accept them as part of God's will. So what would I say to the me of last Christmas? I would say God is good and he loves you. God is good and he loves you. He offers each one of us his peace and his forgiveness. And he invites each one of us to join him in bringing his light into the darkness of this world. That's the good news, which is for all people. So I pray for each one of us here tonight, that we can see this Christmas story clearly this year. And I encourage you, don't make the mistake of missing the most valuable gift given to you and mistaking it for a chicken or perhaps a turkey dinner. Let's be still, shall we? And just in the quiet, I want to pray for anyone here who is struggling and is burdened. And I want to pray that the light of Jesus would bring you hope. And bring you life. And bring you joy this Christmas. And I want to pray for anyone searching here. Perhaps these last tough years have made you ask questions of life. I want to pray that Jesus would meet you. That he would shine his light and give you his love and just show himself to you. And for each and every one of us here, I pray that this Christmas time we would know the joy afresh of this amazing story and celebrate the good news that is for all people. Amen.
some of the people that are, I would say, burdened at the moment are the suffering people of Ukraine. And as a town, Malvern hosts a number of families, quite a lot of families, actually, from Ukraine. And so I chose to do this carol this evening, the Ukrainian Bell Carol, as a tribute to all of those Ukrainian people who are suffering at the moment, but particularly for those who we know who are staying here and that we know in Malvern.
As we come to pray, can I invite you to join with me in the following response? When I say, Jesus, Saviour, would you respond, bring light in the darkness? The angel sang, peace to God's people on earth. Strengthen those who work for peace and justice in our communities and across the world. And tonight we particularly pray for peace in Ukraine. Bring understanding and reconciliation where there is conflict. Bring forgiveness where there is anger and hurt. Bring restoration where there has been destruction. Jesus, Saviour, bring light in the darkness. Christ came as a light shining in the darkness. Lord, this night, bring comfort to all who suffer in the sadness of our world. For those who are recently bereaved, for those struggling with physical or mental health issues, for those burdened by debt or have lost jobs, and for those who are lonely. In the quiet, I invite you to bring any individual who is on your heart to God. Jesus, Saviour, bring light in our darkness. That first Christmas, there was no room in the inn. We pray for all of those who are homeless and vulnerable this night, thinking of those who are in our nation who don't have a bed to sleep in tonight. We pray for those who work in our hospitals and for NHS at this time. Lord, strengthen those who are serving others this night. Jesus, Saviour, bring light in the darkness. Strangers found a holy family and saw the baby lying in the manger. In this Christmas season, bless our homes, our families, and all whom we love at this Christmas time. And in our celebrations, may we not lose sight of what is really at the heart of Christmas. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, Saviour, bring light in the darkness. Let us pray the prayer that our Father taught us. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
For those of you who are able to, would you like to stand? The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell us about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
For so many years, I've been moved by that reading. And this year, I really wanted to write a carol based on John chapter 1. And so this is what you're about to hear, is the result of that. The Word in the beginning. In you was life and the light of men. Come, Lord, let your love be mine. May your glory shine this Christmas time.
Come, Lord, let your love be mine.
We're nearly at the end. Do be seated. We're nearly at the end of our carol service, and I just want to say a few thank yous. Thank you so much to the choir and musicians and Debbie and Jane for just some fantastic carols and fantastic singing as ever. They've been practicing for weeks, haven't you? And we're really grateful. Thank you to all those others who've taken part and the tech team at the back too. Thank you all for coming. If you would like to know more about this Christmas story and where that then leads and some of what we've talking about, and maybe just as I say, some of this, what's going on in the world has raised questions for you, then we've got a whole selection of booklets on the table on the way out. We'd love you to take any of those. They're all completely free. There's some booklets for children too. Feel free to take those. We've got stacks of those. And if you'd like to just find out more and talk more about this, then I'd love to talk with you. My details are in the order of service here. And do email us. And we'd love in the new year to catch up with you and explore more. Our services tomorrow at 2 are 10:30 here. We've got a family service with a short communion at the end. And our other church, All Saints, 10 o'clock, a more traditional Christmas Day service with communion there. We'd love to invite you to join us if you're able for there. And feel free to join us for any of the events and services going on in the new year. Details of all that's going on are on the back of your service sheets. Please do take those away with you. But I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas. Just pray that you would know peace and love and joy this Christmas as you celebrate with whoever you're celebrating with. And so a final blessing. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. God bless and happy Christmas.